Okay, good morning. You've been told by the administrator that no mobile phones or electronic devices are allowed in this test room. If you're found to have a device on you, the test will be invalid and you will not receive a certificate. Do you have any phones and devices with you now?
Well, actually I do have, but it's off. It's switch off.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
My name's Ben. Can you give me your full name, please?
My full name is...
Can you tell me where you're from?
I'm from Portugal.
Can I see your ID, please?
Sure, here it is.
Okay, thank you, that's fine. Okay, there are three parts to this test. In the first part, I'll ask you some questions about your job. In the second part, you'll respond to recordings of non-routine situations. And in the final part, I'll give you some pictures to talk about. Okay. If you do not understand my instructions, please tell me. Okay?
Okay.
Are you a pilot or a controller?
I'm a pilot.
Okay, thank you. Please remember that this is a test of your ability in plain English. It is not a test of your operational knowledge, okay?
Okay.
Now, in this first part, I'd like to ask you some questions about yourself. Could you tell me about your job?
Well, as I told you before, so I'm a pilot, commercial pilot, and I work in Portugalia.
Okay. What do you like about being a pilot?
Oh, well, it's just fun.
Why did you want to be a pilot?
It's a child's dream, as you can imagine. Something that I wanted to do all my life, since I remember.
Can you tell me more about your dreams as a child?
My father was a pilot as well, so it's kind of also to keep a family tradition.
Mm-hmm. Which parts of a pilot's job are most difficult?
Well, having to deal with some English exams, because I believe we don't need to have this type of exam.
Why do you think that?
Because we are familiar with physiology, and also the non-routine style of our life.
Don't you think plain English is important?
Well, probably it's important, but in a different context.
Okay, now I'd like to ask you some questions about communicating with ATC. On a routine day, what radio communications do you have with ATC?
Well, we need a clearance to start taxiing and then to take off as well. And then ground transfers to control tower.
And when communicating with ATC, what problems have you had?
Well, fortunately so far, I haven't experienced any major problems with ATC.
Good. If ATC say something you don't understand, what would you do and what would you say?
I would ask to repeat, so say again.
If ATC tell you they cannot understand you, what would you do?
I would repeat the message or try to explain in a different way.
What can you do if you have a radio failure?
Well, we have backups, so probably I would try to have a different frequency or different ways of communicating with them.
Is it possible to use different frequencies?
Well, if the backup system doesn't work, probably not.
Okay, thank you. Now we'll move on to part two.